T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen's Head of the Morning Now, 8:49 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Kansas, COVID-19 cases now number more than 55,000 with 621 COVID-related deaths.
Two.
Sedgwick County reporting 42 new COVID-19 cases since Tuesday. Positive test rate drops to 4.8%.
One.
Two police officers shot during protests in Louisville, both in stable condition. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic conditions looking pretty good out there right now. And the gasoline prices still averaging around the $1.94 a gallon or so. Seeing better prices out there in several places. $1.88 Pawnee and Seneca. And $1.88 there at Pawnee and Seneca. Also $1.88 31st Street South and Seneca. Traffic update 98.7 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
Patchy morning fog, then sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 88 degrees. Warming up a little bit. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 5 miles per hour and 56 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment aid rose slightly last week to 870,000, an historically high figure that shows that the viral pandemic is still squeezing restaurants, airlines, hotels, and many other businesses 6 months after it first erupted. The figure coincides with evidence that some newly laid off Americans are facing delays in receiving unemployment benefits as state agencies intensify efforts to combat fraudulent applications and clear their pipelines of a backlog of jobless claims. Is a face shield even better than a face mask? Researchers in Japan say no.
This is House Call for Health. Public health officials continue to tout masks and their protective abilities against the coronavirus. Wednesday, before a Senate panel, Assistant Secretary of Health Admiral Brett Giroir saying,
recommended public health practices like wearing a mask, avoiding crowds, especially indoors, and washing your hands, combined with smart testing, is the formula to effectively slow the spread, flatten the curve, and save lives.
But what about those large plastic face shields? How well do they work? A new Japanese study says they're mostly useless. Fugaku, the world's fastest supercomputer, tested them by simulation. The results? Almost 100% of airborne droplets less than 5 micrometers in size escaped through the shield. Riken, a government-backed research center in Kobe, Japan, conducted the study. Duke University researchers had similar results last month, citing face masks as the better way to go. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Some 737 pilots ready to go back to work. Now editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's most important commercial airplane appears close to another milestone for its return to service. American Airlines is reportedly eyeing November training for pilots on the 737 MAX. American has said it hopes to put 7 of the 737 MAX aircraft back into its fleet in the second half of December. The MAX has been grounded since March of 2019. The pandemic is causing drastic measures to be taken at Wichita festivals. The board of directors for the organization that puts on the annual Wichita Riverfest has had to eliminate a third of its 9 positions and that includes CEO. Ty Tabing worked his last day on Wednesday. The 2020 River Festival had to be canceled because of the pandemic, meaning revenue for the organization was down 90%. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been named one of the most influential people in the world. Time magazine named him to its 2020 Time 100 list. Former New York Yankee Derek Jeter says Mahomes has a lot more promise than just on-field accolades. He's building a legacy, he says, as one of the most impactful athletes of his generation. The quarterback became part owner of the Kansas City Royals after signing a $503 million contract. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I wonder what it would cost to have Mahomes, thank you, Bill, endorse your product. Wow, he is really hot in it in the world of marketing and so forth. There's an excellent book. Then not going to be able to. I think it's called The Babe. Anyway, it came out a couple of years ago about Babe Ruth, the great baseball player who, in his time, it was. And I read it. It was really good because it showed how he was really the first superstar to know how to market himself and his image. How about that, Babe Ruth way back when? All right, we did some research now, and this came up a few minutes ago about daylight savings time. And yeah, when it's going to fall back, it's November 1st. That's going to be a Sunday. And when we fall back, the day after Halloween, Halloween will be the 31st, of course, as it is every year. And Halloween's going to on a drop on a Saturday this year. So, but with the pandemic, who knows how much trick-or-treating will go on. You can turn back. You can fall back on November 1st. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program here this morning on KNSS, they're going to be talking about the protest in Louisville. Nearly 100 people arrested and two officers shot. That's on Glenn Beck. 9 o'clock news this morning in Louisville. Two officers shot, as we say, during that protest. We'll have that story coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. It's 56 degrees.
Hi, I'm Matt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.